Welcome to the English We Speak with you, Neil.
And you, Jiaying. And for today's English phrase, we're off to the theatre, but not literally.
The show must go on, or the world's a stage. These are well-known theatre-related phrases.
They are, but this phrase is completely new and describes the act of someone appearing to work hard when in reality they're not being very productive. We call this productivity theatre.
Okay, so normally productivity relates to the rate at which goods are made or work is completed. But theatre implies the activity is just an act. It's pretend.
Correct. Theatre, used as an adjective, can describe someone's exaggerated or insincere behaviour. We can call this theatrical. So, in the workplace, someone may try to look busy by speaking loudly or shuffling lots of paper, but it's an act. They are performing productivity theatre.
So, we shouldn't be fooled. Looking busy doesn't mean you are busy. I think we should hear more about this in these examples.
She says she hasn't time to write the report, but I know it's just productivity theatre. Typing loudly at work isn't really being efficient. It's just productivity theatre. She always claims she has to work late, but I know she slinks off when everyone's gone home. It's productivity theatre.
In this The English We Speak program, we're hearing about the new phrase productivity theatre, which describes the act of workers giving the impression of working hard when in reality they aren't. It's all an act. Something you would never do, Neil.
Of course. But I have heard about people who work from home and while watching TV they occasionally send an email so it appears that they're working. A great example of productivity theatre.
I know people who say they're very busy, and I see them on their computer doing online shopping.
Productivity theatre?
Yes, indeed.
You know, I might give productivity theatre a try, Jiaying.
Not before you finish all your work.
Okay, more productivity and less theatre for now. See you next time.
Bye.